Hello and welcome to AMC Press and Co. We welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant. We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliate of Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. Viewer discretion is advised.
Breaking news.
Ah, yes, our breaking news. And welcome. I'm glad you found us. Anyway, yes, our breaking news. Black Hood. What is it?
Went for a while.
Right here.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes. Hello.
Hi.
We're in.
Yes.
Right.
Sure.
Yes. We're
after
in.
2 weeks of failing.
Yeah.
I apologize for not being on the air for like 2 weeks straight to all my Black Hood fans.
Well, it's okay. I think they'll forgive you.
Yeah, let's hope so. I hope, of course, they don't lynch me in my.
No. Could you imagine tons of Black Hoods?
No.
Crouched over you.
They'll complain about you on Twitter on that one.
They'll complain about you. They'll be like, this is the worst 2 weeks of our lives. Where were you? That's right. He was off solving other crimes.
Yeah. I was trying to figure out how to screw Red Hood over. And, well, apparently I didn't come up with anything. But anyway.
Yeah. So, breaking news. Right. So there's been a
Hood?
Yes.
Red Hood?
Yes.
Okay, good. You cut out on me for a minute. What happened?
We're all here.
No, we're all here. We're all here.
I heard you cut out, so.
Well, anyway, we are all here. We're all here. Yes, right. Atomic oxygen has been detected on Mars. The aliens should fear. Everybody should be running. Why Black Hood should that be happening?
Because eventually America is going to get enough technology to invade Mars.
Well, yeah, Land Rovers will become a thing of the past. I mean, you know, in all honesty, Black Hood, what do you think about this? I mean,
about colonizing Mars, I think it would be awesome.
Yeah, could you imagine if aliens ran fast food joints? It'd be pretty cool.
It'd be entertaining.
It'd be
the problem is, though, is that I'd rather have human hands touching my food.
Yeah.
Allison, you were saying what?
I figured it could. Especially when the thought of living in space, great! But aliens and fast food.
Well, aliens.
And then,
aliens, fast food, and everything else. That will be honestly pretty awesome. Burger alien.
Unless, of course, Trump is obviously still at this time, then, well, those aliens are screwed.
Well, no. If he's.
We'll send them all to Mars.
Yeah, send them all to Mars, but,
yeah.
You know. Sending them all to Mars would not be the best. Why? There's no air.
We can build a wall around Mars.
You can build a wall of dead space around Mars. There would be the red planet. You know.
Yes.
Yes, it would be the new capital of our colonies.
It would be the new capital of our colony. But, you know, if Trump, you know, had an election on Mars, do you think the aliens would probably root for him? Maybe we should ask Third Rock from the Sun and bring Third Rock from the Sun back.
Yep, please bring it back.
Please. Jesus Christ. Imagine what stuff they would do today. Oh. Oh.
Oh,
yeah.
That would be interesting.
Oh,
yeah.
That would
be interesting.
You know, that's the
only issue is this, though, Red Hood. What happens, of course, if those aliens have better technology than we do, and we end up being killed by them?
Well, we're fucked.
Yeah.
Oh, true.
Speaking of Mars, did anybody hear that about the new Independence Day movie that's coming out soon?
No. What is that?
No.
What's
the sequel to the first one? You remember the one with Will Smith and Jeff Goldblum? Now picture a movie that would just get Jeff Goldblum. It's still going to be awesome, though.
Oh.
Vaguely. But, you know, it is kind of funny when you think about it, because, you know, Mars now has oxygen. That means that aliens can breathe. That means that, well, it means they're coming.
Yay? I don't know.
Yay?
Yes.
Is that all you have to say? Yay.
Yes, it is all I had to say.
Yay.
Well, we hope that, like, Trump is, and now, you know, it's time. We tried to keep him out.
Segment.
We tried to keep him out.
We just can't.
But we can't.
Well, I guess it's time for...
Yes.
What was that?
The climate plate. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Atomic oxygen has been detected in Mars' atmosphere.
And
now, there
is a little screaming baby screaming,
trumpet plate!
You know what really surprised me, though, was the fact, of course, that they actually found oxygen. I'm like, wow.
Now, if only they could find more oxygen than Donald Trump is worth, great.
Yep.
Yes.
Can we just talk about the dangers of Mars? You got random winds, you got giant volcanoes, and you have giant tornadoes that'll hit you out of the sheer blue.
Yeah. Oh, wait.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Rocket Man definitely applies to this.
Yeah.
But Donald Trump keeps agonizing Paul Ryan.
This is Major Tom to ground control. All right, I'm shutting up.
Exactly. This is Major Tom to ground control.
You have a bit of a problem. What do you mean? Well, there's a giant tornado coming towards me. Should I run or should I just kiss my ass goodbye?
That, or there's a giant tornado and it's orange and we don't want it to win.
Well,
you know.
Shit.
Yeah, giant tornado. It's very loud, very obnoxious, very narcissistic. And now he's choosing another narcissistic running mate. And he keeps antagonizing Paul Ryan. Why does this big, huge ball of ginger fuzz, you know, say that basically I'm going to keep antagonizing Paul Ryan, who is, well, the...
If he decks him, I am going to laugh.
I'm going to laugh if he says there's a 15-minute, you know, recess in his office, and he goes, Trump, why do you need my nomination so badly? Well, Mr. Ryan... They're all teasing me.
What?
You know that it's, and then
I
there's
think
silence.
At that point, you should have just. But the majority of people who are Republican, even those people who are in office and out of office, are going, no, we're not supporting you. No.
Everybody's
here.
But everybody's turning against him, and. Like,
right.
Let's go down. I mean, the list of nominees is absolutely hilarious. You know, he's saying Ryan blindsided him. Yet all of a sudden he gets on and he does this number, and I'm not exactly sure what it was. And you know, they'll be meeting on Capitol Hill this Thursday in to attempt to defuse tensions. Now this will happen just after our Wednesday.
Oh.
Our Wednesday show, so on Monday, everybody will know the news whether Trump actually got in or not, and whether...
I'm praying that he does not.
I'm praying that he does not. I mean, I hope I have Yahweh with me, you know, because...
Yahweh
is the one that I prayed for the violins to come, and they came, and then, you know, I prayed for Sarah Palin to get executed, and, well... She got executed in a different way.
But anywho...
No, so praying to Yahweh is fantastic for some things. But, you know...
Even the Pope doesn't like the idea of Trump running for office.
No, everybody on this podcast is not. And, you know...
Yeah, but you're not the Pope, though.
No, I'm not the Pope, but I'm a guy in a hood. As are you.
So you're a Ku Klux Klan member.
No.
Oh, God.
No, they're not... Well,
no, wrong hood.
No,
wrong
hood. Wrong hood. Wrong hood. Wrong hood. Wrong hood. Definitely wrong hood. But,
no,
you know,
no.
And at the same time...
Definitely wrong hood.
Definitely wrong hood. But, you know, what's funny is that he's running around the universe looking for a running mate. And here are the nominations. Let's just list them. Okay, Ben Carson. Chris Christie. Sarah Palin.
Right. Okay.
Rick Scott. Tom Brady.
You know, I really hope that Christie is the one who's vice president because... To be honest with you, I'd rather have Christie as vice president than Sarah Palin.
Well, we'll have that debate in 2 seconds, but let me keep listing them off. Tom Brady.
No, but Tom Brady.
Tom Brady would be.
Cannot even be considered.
Yeah, Omarosa, Bobby Jindal.
No.
Mark Cuban.
Ooh.
Jeff Sessions.
Yep. Oh, God.
You know,
kill us all.
You know, and there are a few more, but let's just play with this, okay? If he were to... Let's go and think... Let's see if we can think like Trump. Okay, if I'm going to choose a running mate, I need him to shut up when they tell him to shut up. I need him not to carry a football. I need to have him to maybe carry a scalpel.
I don't think I need him to carry a deflated football.
No, we can't have him carrying a deflated football.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Alleged, yeah.
You know, allegedly.
And that was a shot.
You know, and then where did Blackwood go?
I'm right here.
Okay, good. Yeah, right.
Jesus.
We have Bobby Jindal. We have Mark Cuban. Let's just play with those. You know, if Blackwood.
Yes?
You know, analytically, if Ben Carson were running with Trump, what would happen?
We'd all be screwed.
Right, with a scalpel. If Chris Christie was running for vice president.
Well, to be honest, like it depends, though, because Christie tends to be a bit more sane than Trump.
Well, sane, but he has to deal with tolls all day. You know,
true.
But then it would be, you know, a person... It'd be constantly, can I have some more? Please, sir, can I have some more? And Trump going, no, you can't have any of the Mexicans. We've already built the wall.
You know what's funny, though, is that, Clinton wants to get rid of... Trump wants to get rid of people who are not from this country, which, FYI, Trump, you're basically talking about the entire country.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. And you're talking about the entire country plus, you know, let's see Sarah Palin run with Trump.
Trump, we're all doomed.
We're all doomed. You know, Mark Cuban,
Well,
you have shock
I don't know who
duty.
That is, but...
Well, you have shark tank duty. You
yeah.
know, you have shark
Trump,
tank
do you want,
duty.
Trump, do you want a shark for a pet?
Yeah, imagine. You know...
That'd be an awesome pet, actually.
It would be, yes. Hello, welcome to the Oval Office, where...
Look at like a giant great white swimming in the background.
Exactly. Welcome to the Oval Office, and let's make a deal. Please welcome... Mark Cuban, you know, and his seven little advisors. You know, then...
Political Shark Tank episode.
Is it behind door number one, door number two, or door number three?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow,
you know,
we are...
Then, of course, you have Bobby Knight, who is the head coach, the infamous head coach of the Hoosiers. Could you imagine what that conversation might be like?
Oh, boy.
I thought you said Hooters for a minute there, Blackman. I apologize. I mean, Red Hood. Jesus.
Well,
you're Black
no,
Hood.
I did.
Black
I
Hood.
Said,
yeah, I know. I just realized. Jesus.
Black Hood, Black Hood, Black Hood.
Yeah.
Yes, dear.
Yeah. Anyway, dear.
All right.
The Indiana Hoosiers head coach recently endorsed Trump going to business.
Indiana Hooters is more like it.
Yeah, Hooters. Hooters. Recently calling the business mogul the most prepared man in history. I'm sorry.
No.
With a face like this, and the fact that you're a Hoosier, makes me doubt you 100%. The most, and not for nothing, Mr. Knight, you're, you look in your,
yes.
You look like you're 71. Actually,
he really does.
I was actually close. He's 75.
Close enough.
But then, oh, who supports Doug? But Mike Tyson?
I don't think Mike Tyson supports him.
No, he does. You
what
know,
the fuck?
It's kind of funny if you think about it, because if you go read Knight's book, Knight's book is called Knight, My Story.
Ugh.
Two narcissistic bastards were ruling the world. Brilliant.
We're
I mean,
doomed.
Anderson, what do you think on this matter? What's your
I pretty think that Trump should not even be running for office. That's it.
I mean,
I do think that he could be.
Hello?
Could be
yes. She's having technical difficulties. She sounds like
yeah.
a robot.
I know.
I'm here. I'm,
yes, of
I'm
course,
here.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yes.
Whoa! Hey, get this. Editor's note, Donald Trump regularly incites political violence and is a serial liar, rampant xenophobe, racist, misogynist, a birth and birther who has repeatedly pledged to ban all Muslims,
yeah.
1.6 billion members of an entire religion from entering the U.S.
Well, yeah.
Well, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, but, you know, if Knight is calling, to be in fairness, if Knight is calling him the most prepared man in history, we're all doomed. You know?
Yeah, we're all fucked.
Big time. We're all fucked big time. Jeff Sessions said that basically,
we're doomed, basically.
We're absolutely doomed.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. We're absolutely
ooh,
doomed.
Mets are playing the Dodgers. Sorry.
Well, yes. But, you know, the fact that Mark Cuban is saying that back in February he'd do a better job as president than
what?
Trump. And Cuban said this.
Oh, Cuban.
What?
You know.
What?
And said that he'd be a bigger, better business mogul on...
No, not really.
On one condition. The condition is as
what's
long as
that
he
condition?
Listens, the condition Cuban says, as long as he listens to me in everything we said, I said we'd be okay. Okay, Cuban, go for it.
like yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah, good luck with that. But you know, Bobby Jindal once calling him a narcissist. An egomaniac.
Yep.
Said that he would vote. You know, vote for Trump in November, though he's not happy about it. Could you imagine what he's saying in his cave? I can't. And his assistant's going, I give up. I just fucking give up.
It's pretty much his assistant just said, you know what, fuck it.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and then Omarosa. The prominent surrogate for Trump on the campaign trail? Right. Omarosa, we know that John Coffey, may he rest in peace,
uh-huh.
was your husband. You don't need to be the first squawking.
Wait, who died?
the actor who played John Coffey on that was her husband, her boyfriend.
Whose husband?
Omarosa.
Oh. Oh, really?
Yes.
Holy shit.
Yes. So, you know, we're not going to go after that, but we are going to tell you, look,
you know what? Here's something I don't get. Jindal. He's obviously, I'm not going to point labels to, but look at his last name. He's voting for a guy who wants to get Muslims out of this country, meaning all of them, ban everybody who's Muslim out of the country.
But the funny thing is that he is a Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
So he's running after the white man. Not racist, but come on.
Mm-hmm.
Really, you know, and I love, we're all for equality on the show. Don't get us wrong.
Yep.
But when it comes to choosing vice presidents, please do not choose an apprentice star.
Do not choose an idiot who deflates the footballs before a football game either.
Right. Please don't go there. Please just don't.
Right.
You know what? I'll have an inflatable death.
If there are any New England fans, I apologize. I just fucking hate Brady.
Well, no. To be fair, let's see. To have anything to do with a Deflategate or even Presidential Gate will ultimately.
No.
Your car will be towed if you want Brady as president, as vice president.
Right.
But, you know, or this car will be towed if you actually bring a deflated football to my podium. The next time you bring a deflated podium,
to my podium.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Right.
I'll be running around, you know, with a tire swing attached to my back. You know, John Huntsman. Now there's a name. Huntsman and Trump sounds like a very, 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 very horrible.
It's not bad.
Red Hood.
Yes.
Red Hood, I got one for you. Where's the vice president? Oh, he's playing football. What?
It sounds like a movie. Not coming to a theater near you. Trump and the Huntsman.
No, Trump and the quarterback.
Trump and the screaming the screaming banshee from The Apprentice.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Trump and the baldy, who looks like the bald eagle. You know.
By the way, they're much more majestic than he looks.
Absolutely. Uh-oh. One was flying around his office screaming, "I don't vote for you." Exactly. Which can be interpreted as "fuck you."
Actually.
But then the lastly,
gotta get the laser guns.
Yeah, lastly,
fuck you.
Lastly, who would ever think of Sarah Palin running with Trump? Certainly not Trump.
Nope.
Exactly. You know, which only leaves Chris Christie and the failed surgeon Ben Carson.
Right.
Let's just hope, if Ben Carson is chosen, that he realizes this, pulls out a scalpel, and actually performs brain surgery on Trump.
I think he'd probably give him a frontal lobotomy.
Yeah, the frontal lobotomy would be great. But then Cruz would be following behind going, "What do we do now?"
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Don't panic. There they are. Panic!
Exactly.
Oh, right.
You know, but moving along in the docket.
Chef with Dowson food truck.
Yeah, moving along in the docket. Yeah. We have some great news for the disability community, which is that man with Down syndrome has, in fact, opened a food truck, which,
awesome.
Awesome. Very, very
awesome.
Can't get
awesome.
My words out tonight.
Well, it's okay.
Blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
So, the fact that this is it. This is where we do our cooking. The newest, and this is by a 37-year-old who has Down syndrome, who's long dreamed of working as a professional chef and owning a restaurant.
Wait, how old did you say he was?
37. 37.
Holy shit. That's a long life for somebody with Down syndrome, isn't it?
Yeah.
Not sure.
Not
yeah,
sure.
It's not sure, but we'll update stuff.
Allison, can you do me a huge favor? Could you do a quick research for me on that?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Because I'm
fact,
curious.
Yeah, most definitely.
The fact that also, like, he wanted to be chef.
I think people with Down syndrome can live a long life in general.
Yeah, it's I don't know why. I guess it depends on, like, the severity of it.
Right, like autism.
Oh, by the way.
Yeah, here's the difference, by the way. People with autism live longer than people with Down syndrome.
The average life expectancy
what about the people with
Asperger's? Individuals with Down syndrome is 60
Oh, we live to be 100, I think. No.
60 years. 60.
Oh, great.
Oh, okay.
So, what's the research?
With many living in their 60s and 70s.
Depending on what kind of stupid mistakes you make.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, 1910, they didn't live to age 10, so.
Well, this is fantastic, and I've got to say that, I've got to say that the...
All for them. I'm all for it, man.
All for it. You know, we
except
would...
for the hot dogs.
Listen,
hot dogs will give you food poisoning.
Yeah.
Especially at Fenway.
Yeah, but the... The
oh
best,
my God.
The best thing about his menu is that he has $3 or $4 hot dogs, and you
which
have
too bad,
which is not too bad for a price point.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, for New York.
No. This is in Texas.
If it's a good hot dog, $3-$4
oh, yeah,
is about
true. Like if it's like if it's not pork, I hate pork hot dogs.
If it's like
beef and turkey are the best hot dogs.
If it's like a natural casing.
I would agree, but like Austin knows everyone, and so the best thing, I guess, about this is Austin Underwood. You know, the people of AMC Press & Co. salute you for doing this because
amen.
A, we need some good food, and B, you know, if more people with disabilities would open food trucks, we'd actually have a boom coming in.
Even if it's not food trucks, if you like chase your passion, go for it.
Yeah. Whether it be AMC Press & Co., whether it be, you know, the stuff we do off air when we're not doing Red Hood and Black Hood and we're just ourselves, you know.
We're just our usual wacky, lovable selves.
Yeah. But, you know.
I'd say dysfunctional.
Dysfunctional, but.
Shut up,
you know,
buddy.
Absolutely. Go do it. Go and do and
follow your heart.
Follow your heart and
use the Schwartz.
Use the Schwartz.
By the way, that movie's coming out hopefully next year. I'm very excited about that.
Oh, as am I.
Oh yeah, God love
as am I
Paul.
And you know, when he comes on, yes. You know.
Jamie. I mean Red Hood.
Yes.
Yeah.
It comes out. Do you want to go? You want to go walk hand in hand into the movie theater when it comes out?
Let's talk about that off air.
Good answer.
So now, yeah. Right. So now, who really wants to have a T-Rex skull?
That would be awesome.
Allison, what about you?
Wouldn't, but it would be great for
it'd be great for pranks.
It would be great for pranks.
Why did they nab this?
That,
I mean,
I don't know.
Why did
I don't know.
Could you imagine what we could do, Blackie?
Oh, dude, we would have so much fun ready.
Could you imagine what we could do?
Oh, we'd have so much fun.
What? You know, we could terrorize everyone, you know,
yep.
Everyone from the mayor to the simplest Manhattanian to.
We'd be able to terrify the terrorists.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God.
It would be the T-Rex wars instead of the Mongolian wars. Could you imagine?
Yes, we could terrify Donald Trump. Mm. If we have to.
Oh God, that'd be awesome.
Oh yes, with a Johnny. Could you imagine a T-Rex flying into Donald Trump's office?
Wait, whoa. One thing.
What?
I'm going to stretch it down, but T-Rex don't fly.
Oh, fuck. Walking into the office, man. Half a block will be gone.
Stomping it with his little arms, you know, like... They make a perfect combo.
Hmm. Exactly. I'll take that. You know,
well,
do that.
Here's the thing.
There's your right.
Shut up.
I called it.
Yes. Black Hood, what?
All right. Just because, of course, the Tyrannosaurus arms are tiny, you got to worry about those giant 7-inch long teeth.
Ah, yes. They'd have to get 165, like, full-inch toothbrushes for it.
There's your running mate, folks. Trump, T-Rex.
I'd rather vote for the T-Rex.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
They both have tiny arms.
You know what I'd rather do? I'd rather vote for Mott the Hopple. You know, when he screams... Of course. Mott the Hopple?
Oh.
You've never heard of Mott the Hopple.
Don't you mean Mott the Hopple?
Thank you.
All the old dudes carry the news, you know.
Yes! Yes, that's where I was going. All the letters. No, it wouldn't make sense. You know, it would be good... It could work. But yeah, anyway, Attorney Piranha filed a... filed a case seeking the fossilized remains that have been returned to his native land. However, well...
Whoa. Breaking news?
Do we need
priest,
to...
No.
Priest accused of sex abuse finds work at teen pregnancy center.
Breaking news.
There it is.
That's Monday. You know, but
yeah.
I think the funny thing about, like, T-Rex and everything like that, what top pranks would we actually play?
Oh, we'd have fun, I know that much.
I mean, what could we think all together? I'm thinking terrorizing the mailman.
This giant, like, 30-foot-long dog running at you.
You know, I could bring, we could use Allison's dog, you know, have him carry.
No.
Well, here's the problem, though, too, is, like, the skull is, like, 300 pounds.
Oh, that's true. It would kill the dog.
Poor Cujo.
Poor Prince. You know... Then, also, I could use Trigger.
That's right, yeah.
That's right. He would be game for it, right?
Who's Trigger?
Yeah, Trigger would be game.
My mascot.
Yeah.
You didn't know? Yeah, the mascot. We could definitely use Trigger. But yet, the fact that, you know, we don't have the... You could possibly fit a couple... You know, one judge said he wouldn't allow it. The other judge said that it'd be stored in a courtroom. Now, could you imagine, you know...
That would be an awesome decoration to have in the in a courtroom. Could you imagine how cool that would be?
Could you imagine each case?
That would be cool.
Each
case. I'm not gonna lie, that would be amazing to have. That would be incredible.
You're the Justice of the T-Rex.
Justice of the T-Rex, he enters dun 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 dun. Yes, everybody rise. Now to the T-Rex. You may plead your case. This actually works. You know, kind of. But yeah.
You know what amazes me is how many dinosaur fossils they found within like the last 10 years, though.
But yet the fossils have returned. But yet, the fossils that have returned are actually pretty historic. Two Tyrannosaurus skulls.
Which, by the way, is terrifying when you find
A rock slab containing two glottomous skulls.
Gallimimus,
sorry. An egg nest. A pasha skeleton.
A partial
skeleton. And then the fact that the judge said he missed watching Jurassic Park. Well, dude, you gotta catch up. That's all we're saying.
Dude, you should have seen Jurassic World, Belle.
Oh, I did.
No, I'm talking about Belle, because that movie was amazing.
Oh, absolutely. Judge Belle, you should see Jurassic World on account of us. However, it goes in New York that Stallone will still be known in Mongolia for the United States versus Sheldon Silver.
Okay, since we're talking about dinosaurs, Red Hood.
Yes.
Why would you mix something between a tyrannosaur and a raptor together to make a hybrid out of that?
Right.
What is your logic with that? That is the stupidest idea.
Yeah, it is the stupidest idea, but, you know, you have to give him credit just for giving the United States a T-Rex. You know. But...
Mm-hmm.
It would be kind of interesting. But that's not our only disability topic tonight, is it? Is it? It's not. Allison,
nope,
what
it
happened
isn't.
With Uber?
We got a bonus.
Our last Uber has now has to settle with every person has to allow every person who has a service dog in their car and has to follow the ADA. So,
the ADA.
Uber, it's called, yes, the ADA.
The ADA.
Because Uber, yeah.
Whoa. I mean, I've got to say, now they can't go around and stuff dogs in the back seat.
So,
you stupid tech company.
It's called
ha ha.
Yeah, they now have to deal with having to have animals in their car, just like if you ride a taxi. It's called, you gotta do it, or you're in trouble.
You're screwed.
By the way,
Red Hood.
Yes.
2-0 Mets right now.
2-0 Mets, yes.
Yep. Bottom of the second.
Definitely, you know, you do have the Uber settlement, and the fact that this has, you know, last time when we updated this, it was in 2014. It was last year, September. And we went absolutely nuts. I know that I am fantastically...
This is fantastic news.
This is fantastic. But the best part is that Uber will also pay the plaintiff's legal fees in the amount is yet to be determined.
As always.
Brilliant.
Nice.
Wunderbar.
Uber. But now, you know.
Uber.
It's called you
Uber.
Live and learn. It's called Uber.
Wow, that sounded dirty, actually.
Uber,
I'm going to shut up now.
Uber just want now cast to abide by laws.
But now, the best part is that Lyft, without filing the suit, has Lyft's passengers have reported similar problems. So we'll see. You know.
Alrighty.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll update you. And yeah, we'll update you on the website when it's ready. And we'll update you on everything else. It's going to be
on Twitter,
summer.
Facebook, Instagram, if anybody has it. I have my own Instagram, Blackhood05.
Yes. I mean,
so when this just in, on Memorial Day, me and some coworkers are going to get together and play some paintball at Skirmish, Pennsylvania. So,
yeah.
If anybody wants to check out those pictures, go right ahead. I'm going to be posting them on my Instagram.
Absolutely. Go and do that.
I tried to get Red Hood to tag along, but unfortunately he's got other important shit to do.
Yeah, if I could get out of my office.
I'm
joining you.
We're trying to wait for you. He's like, damn it, Red Hood, where are you?
But, I mean, it's going to be a fantastic summer. And we will keep you updated during the summer. We will not be having, and this is an advance warning for our fans, we will not be having a Memorial Day special, but...
Unfortunately.
However, we will be back on Monday, and on Monday we have no idea what we're doing, so we can't really update you.
Hold on. What about Wednesday?
Oh, shit. Yeah, sorry. Wednesday. Of course. We will be back on Wednesday.
Wait,
am I talking about? I've lost it.
Whoa.
Yeah, I've lost it. We've lost it. I've lost it.
Yes. Monday. Well, I won't be here.
Good. It'll be quiet. No.
No.
But I'm kidding.
Johnny needs a vacation.
Exactly.
Johnny, you always need a vacation.
No, not really. But
Then again, I really shouldn't be talking, should I, Red Hood? Because I need sanity.
Yeah. But it's
I think at this
it's
time
quite
we
funny.
We should go.
I need to be drinking
we should
a cold.
Go. Exactly. We should run. We'll be back on. I guess we will be back on Wednesday.
I think that sounds good.
Yeah.
That sounds
yeah,
good.
Good. Right. Yeah.
That sounds good. Bye.
Bye. Good night.
Bye.
Hey.